Dave Moore on Today FM.
Okay, let us go live to Eden Derry for this.
As seen on your screen.
With O'Donnell's Crisps, Ireland's number one hand-cooked crisp.
Yes, Maria Devereaux, a busy working mum, is at home, and I'm really, really hoping that Fia, her daughter, is about to absolutely destroy this As Seen on Your Screen content. Well,
she did it to our pre-show meeting that we had this morning. She hijacked it.
She did, so. In fairness to her. She wanted to chat to me about very important things. Breakfast and such.
Oh, yeah. So we watched the first I'm a Celeb last night.
See, I predicted you were going to do an I'm a Celeb special, and that's why I've got this music ready to go, Maria. Come on, let's go. Okay, so you...
So class.
So you sit down with Johnny. Who else is allowed to watch it?
Two out of the three kids.
Okay,
so
okay.
So he goes to bed, and then we get all the beanbags out, and we have popcorn, we had drinks, and we had jelly snakes.
Oh, you know, appropriate.
For the night that was in it.
Of course.
Yes. And we let Rean's six, we let him watch the first hour, and then he goes to bed and he goes to sleep and he gets up the next morning, and then tonight he will watch the second half hour, the last half hour of it.
Gotcha.
Because we've already seen it and we know that there's nothing in it.
Gotcha. So you constantly then stagger it out day by day by day. You're always a day ahead.
So I will watch it. Yeah, I'll watch it this evening. The episode that's on this evening, and then he will get to watch the bits that are okay for him.
Brilliant idea.
So we'll go a day ahead. And it means that he's not up late every evening and like a demon by Friday.
Yeah,
you know?
There is that, yeah.
So yeah, we went through the rundown of who was going into it. So there were no surprises. Everybody that we thought were going in went in, except Maura. Maura Higgins is not there, but there's only 10 contestants at the minute. There's always 12. So they're going to throw two in.
Oh, they'll throw them in at a later date.
They always do it. Yeah, like maybe in a week or whatever. They'll throw in another two. And the rumour is that Maura will be one of those.
Gotcha.
So we'll just have to wait and see. Apparently, there was news stories last week about her out shopping for her last minute bits. But she, was just out shopping.
Bug spray is about all you're allowed bring, to be fair. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's true. So we saw them, they started off different this year. Usually they'd have them walking out on a plank at the top of a very high building.
Yeah.
Melbourne. They didn't do that this year. They got stuck in straight away. They'd five of the contestants in like a fancy kind of Airbnb looking place, and they made them drink an I'm a Celebrity drink. It was blended bull penis and fish eyes, and the first person kicked off a race. So the first person to finish ran to a helicopter, went to do a skydive where you would meet the other five contestants on a beach. You pick a partner, you run to a car, and then you drive to the Or you drive to a canoe, and then you get the canoe and you end up at the camp. Okay?
It's all so complicated.
That was a race. So complicated. Okay. But it was class.
Yeah,
was
I'd really say good. So.
It was definitely better than the other years, I think.
Right.
But I've never seen a contestant react as much as I think I would react if I was on
I'm
Celebrity.
Who's that?
So do you remember we talked about GK Barry last week? So she's an influencer. She kind of started documenting her life when the world went into lockdown.
Yes, I remember you talking about her, yeah.
She's very funny. But her reaction is exactly how I would react to this, right? So she had to stick her hand into like a pit that was full of cockroaches and she had to look for keys. They were all doing it, but she was the only one reacting like this.
Okay.
I think we stayed calm, cool, and collected the entire time.
Sorry, is that so Deck laugh at the end? Is that her saying in the middle of it saying, "I think we stayed cool, calm, and collected the whole time"?
No, that's Jane Moore. That's her fellow loose woman.
Gotcha.
They were a team. Yeah.
She certainly was not cool, calm, and collected.
No. Everything she did is how I think I would react.
Yes.
And it's involuntary. I don't think she can't help it. She's just so terrified. So I said to everybody in the room with me last night, she is going to be picked for everything and they are going to break her.
Because of that reaction. Yeah. People know that's going
to
happen.
Vote. Viewers had to vote last night for who was going to take part in the second trial. and they voted her.
So oh, no surprise there.
Tonight. Yeah, yeah. So no surprise. She'll do them all, I think.
Any other good moments from it?
Yeah, so Danny from McFly, I'm picking him as my winner, right?
Oh, already?
I'm saying it now. I said it at the start of the show last night. He is my winner. He's just one of these guys that he puts his hand to anything and he's amazing at it. So when he had to drink the drink, he was the first. He just got on
with it. Just got on with it, yeah.
And in a place where other people would kind of freak out, he laughs.
Gotcha.
Now, maybe that's his go-to.
That's his coping mechanism. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so he had to do the first trial last night with his teammate, Barry McGuigan. And they were locked underground and they had to find combinations to padlocks, right?
Yeah.
But there was obviously all kind of creatures being thrown in, and snakes were one of the creatures that they threw in. And he got a snake stuck up his shorts.
Guys, I've got a snake up my shorts.
There's no need to brag.
Oh my God, my wiener! Guys! Ah! It's round my shorts! Oh my word! Ah!
That is what's known here as a trouser snake. Yeah.
Oh my word!
I'm so...
Sorry, Barry, are you still here?
Didn't even notice Barry McGuigan was still involved.
I know,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, so
he
good.
He was like, I can't see the combinations. He didn't get any stars because he couldn't bless him. He couldn't see the combination. But he was absolutely my winner. The other standout is Alan Halsall, which is Tyrone Dobbs in Carnegie.
Yes,
State.
Tyrone, okay, brilliant.
He's going to be very good, yeah.
Right, well, we will watch it all after that description, Maria. I might even tune in. That is I'm a Celebrity, a scene in your screen for Maria Devereaux. Maria, thank you very much. And your daughter Fia was very quiet. Give her an extra pat on the head there.
She's definitely up to mischief.
Yes, no doubt. Go into the other room and find out what she did. Thanks a million.
Dave Moore on Today FM.